couple of weeks ago, I spoke to Amon from the Chats. You all know them, Australian band. A couple of fairly popular songs. They're playing at the Hollywood in Avondale next Tuesday night as part of Elemental for 2021. They can still get over here.
Elemental.
They're in Brisbane. Still got a travel bubble with that part of Australia.
Do they have to quarantine or anything like that?
No. They can just fly straight in.
Trippy.
They're potentially here already because they're playing a show in Dunedin. So,
Okay.
Let's play a song from them and then hit this short chat I had with Eamon from the Chats.
This is AC/DC CD.
How's it all going over there in Australia? What part are you in, and are you COVID free at the moment?
Yeah, I'm in Brisbane. And we've not really had any cases the whole time here. Mm-hmm. So we've been pretty lucky.
What's happening with the live scene over there at the moment?
At the moment, it's been all right. We've been lucky enough to do a few shows around Australia. We've pretty much hit every state mm-hmm. in the last couple months, which has been good.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been really lucky, and it's been great to get back into it.
Because you guys were sort of on a bit of a roll before COVID. I guess you'd exploded somewhat and you'd been touring Europe and stuff. Do you have any highlights from any runs of shows that you did abroad?
Definitely the last English tour we did with Bad Dreams and Crocodilus was really fun.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that's a certain amount of the expat community getting behind it, or you've managed to reach an audience over there who just get it because it's part of the old Commonwealth?
I think it'd be both. But there definitely are expats over there. Anytime we play in London, we get like heaps of Facebook messages like, "Hey guys, I'm from Sydney. Please put me on the door tonight."
Good luck, eh?
Yeah. Got to admire their confidence.
Yeah, yeah. How do you define what you do, and how did you come to do it?
I'd probably just define it like rock and roll band.
Mm-hmm.
And we sort of just did it out of ball. We started in high school and just kept going because we liked it.
Nice, nice. Describe your first musical memory.
My first own musical memory that wasn't like listening to Coldplay with my mum or something was when my dad took me to the Sanity in Logan Lee, and I had like $10 of my own money. And I could like choose whatever CD I wanted to buy.
Mm-hmm.
And I got Back in Black by AC/DC.
Yeah.
That was like my favorite CD for like the next few years when I was probably like 9 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I just loved it.
Powerful, powerful album to get your hands on at a young age.
Definitely.
Describe your best musical memory to date.
I suppose the best musical experience would probably be any time that we've played overseas, really.
Yeah.
It's sort of surreal seeing people in the crowd singing along and dancing and stuff
mm-hmm.
and thinking they probably don't even know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Where do you feel that artistic progression leads?
I don't know. As somebody who probably hasn't artistically progressed much in his life, I'm not sure.
Okay, all good. Describe something you haven't created yet that you'd like to create.
I think it'd be cool to do a comic book one day.
Mm-hmm.
I used to love doing comics when I was a kid.
Yeah. What do you believe is the most essential function of music?
I think it's just how it can bring people together, you know? A lot of my friends I've met through music, and that's sort of the first thing that we talk about most time I see them. And you know, you can be in a room with 100 strangers and you can all be hugging and dancing together at the end of the night
mm-hmm.
because you're all listening to the same band, you know.
What's something really exciting or something that has really caught your attention, like another live band that you've seen since you guys sort of burst onto the scene?
Good question. Who have I seen lately? I don't know, man. That's tough. I don't know.
That's all good. I watched a couple of clips where you'd opened for played on the same bill as Iggy Pop. What was that like?
Yeah, that was good. We just did one show with him, and yeah, he was really nice. We met him briefly after the show.
Mm-hmm.
He was really funny.
he's a creature, eh?
Yeah, he's really funny.
And is there something non-musical that you're looking forward to in the near future?
Well, I'm looking forward to coming to New Zealand, but I suppose that is music related.
You're doing two shows at the moment. You're heading down to play the Hollywood Avondale on Tuesday, July 27th, and you're hitting Dunedin on the 24th, a couple of days earlier. What are you going to do with the time off or time in between?
Well, I think we're going to add more shows if the other ones sell out.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know, but I suppose if they don't sell out, we'll have some tourist time.
Yeah. Have you played Dunedin before?
Yeah, a couple times.
Oh, man, it must be, like, pretty hard to beat the energy that the Dunedin crowd give you.
Yeah, it's wicked.
Yeah.
And the first time we went, it was Owick, and we got shown the whole the party street and everything.
Yeah, I think you might be hitting them during reorientation, which is, like, the Owick for the second half of the year.
Oh, it's very exciting.
Yeah. And what are you guys doing as far as albums at the moment? Have you recorded any music in the last 12 months, or where are you in the album cycle?
We're just demoing at the moment. Mm. Just putting down new songs. It's like still writing and stuff, and you know, we'll probably record it in the coming month.
Have you found signing to Universal has been a helpful experience, you know, having access to people and resources that you wouldn't otherwise have had?
Yeah, totally. Mm. We only have a publishing deal with them too, so the whole deal that we got, like that bit of cash we got, we used to start our own label,
mm-hmm.
which was good.
Have you met any local heroes of yours that have helped you or given you guidance with what you guys are doing?
We went on tour with the Cosmic Psychos, mm-hmm. back in 2018, and they definitely gave us a lot of advice that we still use.
Yes.
Yeah. But maybe not musical, more drinking advice.
Yeah. Rad.
All I crave is a good pub feed.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.